Hello, Luminous Ones. This is Lopan Banchang Ma of Bandakini Healing. Welcome to Life Force Restoration, Ancient Energy, Modern Healing. This podcast bridges the profound wisdom of the ancient Tibetan Bon traditions with modern understandings of resilience, nervous system regulation, and integrative healing. Through teachings, guided experiences, and conversations grounded in both lineage and emerging research, you will learn how to restore, strengthen, and work with your life force to navigate illness, emotional challenges, and the deeper transitions of life. This is not simply about awareness. It is about active restoration of you or your loved one's life force energy. Whether you are seeking healing, supporting someone you love, or expanding your professional understanding of integrative care, this space offers a grounded, compassionate, and deeply transformative path forward. Remember, ancient energy, modern healing, real restoration. We continue with the Sophia series, episode 6, Divine Indifference, When You Stop Saving People. Today, we enter a stage that many people resist, even when they are already living inside of it. This is called divine indifference. Now, I want to be very precise from the beginning. This is not apathy, not emotional shutdown, nor avoidance, and certainly is not cruelty. Divine indifference is what emerges when perception is clear and compulsion is gone. It is the ability to see fully without the need to intervene. Now, this directly challenges simply deeply conditioned. Most people have been taught, if you can help, you should. If you see someone struggling, you must respond. If you understand the problem, you are responsible for solving it. But at the Sophia stage, this entire framework collapses because you begin to understand something that cannot be unseen. Not all suffering is asking to be healed. Some suffering is repeating itself because it is not yet ready to change. And some people are not seeking transformation. They are seeking participation. Some people do not want help. They want an audience for their chaos, perhaps even a hostage. Now, I want you to really sit with that for a moment, because this is where empathy remains trapped, and empaths also remain trapped. They see suffering, and they move toward it, automatically, without questioning, is this person actually ready to change? Or are they repeating a pattern that they are still unconsciously loyal to? This is where we must differentiate something critical. Helping is not always compassion. Sometimes, helping is regulation. You may help because you cannot tolerate the discomfort of watching someone remain in their pattern. You intervene because their dysregulation dysregulates you. You rescue it to restore a sense of control. It is where we must be honest. Rescuing can be an anxiety response, not a conscious act of love. Now, at the Sophia stage, this becomes visible, and once visible, it changes. You begin to ask, is this mine? Not intellectually, somatically, you feel it. The moment where you would normally move in, you pause. And in that space, you recognize, this does not belong to me. This shift comes with precision. You no longer react, you respond. You no longer absorb, you reflect. You no longer rescue, you allow. Now let's break this down a bit more. Reaction is immediate and is driven by emotion, often unconscious. Response is regulated, it is chosen, and informed by perception. Absorption collapses, boundaries. Reflection maintains them. Rescue interrupts consequences. Allowance permits reality of those consequences. And this is where divine indifference stabilizes, not as a belief, as a relational position. At this stage, you begin to stop interfering with outcomes. Certainly not because you do not care, but because you understand something profoundly. Interference prevents learning. If you continually soften the consequences of someone's behavior, They never experience the impact of their behavior. If you continually regulate someone else's emotions, they never develop the capacity to regulate themselves. If you continually explain what they refuse to see, they never confront their own blindness. Now, this is not punitive, it is developmental. This is where many people will misinterpret your shift. They feel abandoned, but what they are actually experiencing is the removal of a function you were never meant to carry. Now let's bring in the shadow, because this stage requires integration. Without shadow integration, divine indifference can distort. It can become things like superiority, judgment, dismissal, disconnection. The person may begin to think, I see everything. I understand more than others. I am beyond this. This is not Sophia. This is defense. True Sophia does not inflate. It clarifies. It sees the pattern without needing to elevate itself above the person. It says, I see this. I will not enter it. I do not diminish or need to diminish you in order to leave. This stage is not about becoming hardened. It is about becoming exact. At this stage, you stop doing something that once felt essential. You stop explaining yourself to people who are committed to misunderstanding you. Compulsive explanation is often rooted in early relational dynamics. It assumes, if I can just explain clearly enough, they will understand. But what if the misunderstanding is not cognitive? What if it's defensive? What if understanding you would require them to change, and they are not willing to do that? Then the explanation becomes a loop. This loop ends at the Sophia stage. You stop defending boundaries to those who would never intended to respect them. You stop proving your perception to those committed to denying it. You stop pouring your energy into what we often refer to as black holes disguised as people. Now, this is where your presence changes, because you are no longer available for certain dynamics, such as over-explaining, over-functioning, perhaps over-engaging. And this creates a shift in how others experience you. Perhaps they say, you've changed. You don't respond the same way. You're more distant. But what they are actually encountering is your sovereignty. You are no longer organized around their needs. You are organized around truth. This stage is not conceptual. We need to bring it into the body. It is somatic. You begin to feel where engagement is misaligned, where participation is unnecessary, where intervention would be self-betrayal. And instead of overriding that, you actually honor it. This is where divine indifference becomes embodied. You feel the impulse to rescue, and you do not act on it. You feel the pull to explain, and yet you remain silent. You feel the urge to intervene, and you allow reality to unfold. Now, this requires something very specific: tolerance. Tolerance for your own discomfort, misunderstanding, being perceived incorrectly. And this is very important, because many people remain in overfunctioning because they cannot tolerate being misunderstood. They explain to restore clarity. They intervene to restore harmony. They rescue to restore connection. But at the Sophia stage, you will become willing to be misunderstood because you are no longer dependent on being correctly perceived. This is a profound shift. Now we arrive at the core. Divine indifference is certainly not a lack of love. It is love without compulsion. It is compassion without collapse. It is presence without self-loss. It is the ability to say, I see you, I care, and this is not mine. Now let me say something more directly. This stage will feel uncomfortable. because it removes roles that once defined who you are. You may no longer be the rescuer, the stabilizer, the one who understands everyone. And without those rules and roles, perhaps you may feel empty. But emptiness is not loss, it is space. Space for something real to emerge. The empath does not become less. They become sovereign. They do not lose their heart. They reclaim their center. They do not stop caring. They choose where care goes. And that choice is what defines this stage. Luminous One, divine indifference is not the end of compassion. It is the end of compulsion. And from this place, your power stabilizes. You are not becoming cold. You are becoming clear. And clarity removes the need to intervene where there's no willingness to change. Next week, we move into the sovereign self, where identity reorganizes from within and seeking begins to dissolve. If this stage feels confronting, it is because it asks you to release roles that once defined you. And I am here to support that transition. Please email me at healing@bondakinihealing.com, and I will respond as quickly as possible. Remain steady in what you see. And remember, next week, episode 7, The Sovereign Self, Internal Compass, Identity Completion, Sacred Marriage, Animus Integration. Thank you for listening, and until next time, be true to yourself.